Good morning, church family. What a beautiful service. Thank you so much, worship team. And the kids, the youth, young people, that was great. Man, that was a sermon. Maybe we should just go home. It was great. Oh, today is a beautiful day. Today is a special day. As you know, we have prayed and we have waited on the Lord and we have seen what God will do. And today is a day that we are going to be celebrating and dedicating our preschool to the Lord and to His service. So after this sermon, it's very short today, for those of you that like short sermons, very short today, and then we will go from here immediately out to the parking lot up here in front of the new gates, the Dolphin Gates they're being called now, the Dolphin Gates, and we will be meeting with people coming down from the YMCA and others in the community. And we will be having a ribbon cutting, and then we'll go into the backyard, into the grassy area, and we will be asking God's blessing and anointing on the preschool and the ministry that it will be doing. So just remember that at the end of the sermon, we'll immediately just go up and go out. Okay, you can go out this way or you can go out the other way. Celebrating God's leading, that is exactly what we have done here at Point Loma for about the last 6 years. Last year, 6 years ago, we placed God at the head of the church, at the head of the family, and we covenanted that absolutely nothing would take place here on this campus without seeking God's will first and asking Him to lead and to guide. I don't know about you, but I had no idea what what God had envisioned for us. And as we prayed and as we waited on the Lord to do His will, doors began to open. We began to see things happen on this campus that we had prayed for and we had waited for. Certainly we had some hurdles to get over, such as leaking roofs, asbestos tiles in the ceilings. We had to scrape those off, repaint, electrical plumbing problems, tree roots growing in our sewer lines. All kinds of things. Yes, and even cockroaches and rats in the kitchen. By the way, they're not there anymore because we have a new kitchen now. But these are just some of the small hurdles. There were much greater ones that God had for us to learn from, such as a heating system that basically gave up. And if you remember, those of you that have been here for a while, we had blankets in church on Sabbath morning in the winter. Actually, a couple winters there where it was quite cold here in the sanctuary. But we prayed, we worshiped together, we prayed together, and we followed God's leading. We sought after the Lord while He could be found. Did you read that this morning? Did you see the passage of Scripture that was read by Martita? Isaiah, by the way, is known as being the prophet of the gospel. I like that. Because a lot of times people say, the Old Testament doesn't have a lot, you know, it's got a lot of history and a lot of other things. But Isaiah is the prophet of the Old Testament, and he's the prophet of the gospel. Isaiah 55 verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found, and call on Him while He is near." We had no idea where we were going to get the funding to do all the major repairs that needed to be done in God's tabernacle, God's sanctuary here at Point Loma. But as we followed God's leading, God found ways. And through your faithful offerings and your faithful tithing, through gifts that some didn't even know where they came from. I remember one Sabbath I came here in the morning and I was out in the parking lot. A man drove in, got out of his car, walked over to me, said, "Pastor Munson, here's something I want you to have." And he hands this to me. I didn't know what I was going to get, but here was this big roll of money. And he just handed it to me. He said, "Well, God bless you." And I gave him a hug and I said, "Why don't you stay?" No, he says, I got to leave, but I just wanted you to have this. I don't remember. I think it was, what was it, Pam? $700, $800? From a total stranger. Little things like that began to happen. And as we were faithful, as we continue to seek God and seek His blessing and His counsel and His guidance and His will, God began to open door after door after door after door. Now, one of the things we talked about early on was the possibility that someday God may help us may guide us and lead us into a ministry that we can reach out into the community. And there were a number of ideas that we felt that God was putting in our hearts. And one of them was a preschool. But we looked at the task and we looked at the cost of it and we said, I don't know. You know, this is going to have to be something that God is absolutely going to have to just, the doors are going to have to open huge wide and there's going to have to be money raining from heaven down upon us. And, you know, we kind of, it was sort of a tongue-in-cheek thing. And, you know, it's amazing because between the time that we turned our future over to God and now, there were many years of hard work, of reinstalling heating system in the floor. Remember we met in the gym, had church in the gym for quite a while. As they ripped up the floor and they put in new heating systems, as they painted the walls, as they took out the asbestos off the ceilings, as they did the repairs on the roof. And at times we wondered, okay, so God, we barely have enough to do what we're doing now. So really, this preschool thing probably needs to be put on the back, way back here on the burner. You know, because there's just so much to be done. God said, don't worry, just be faithful. Just be faithful. Just keep praying, keep following, keep going through doors. I can't tell you the whole story. Most of you know it. You've lived it. You've seen how God's hand has worked in such a mighty way here in this congregation. And so now today is the day when we will celebrate and see what God has done. And by the way, this isn't the end. This is just the beginning. There's so much more that God has in store for us. And if you were to ask me today, okay, fine. So we have a preschool and all this, but now what? Don't ask me. Ask God. God knows what the future is. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on his name while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Now, this passage of scripture has been one of my favorites through the past number of years as I've read it. I've got it underlined and marked, and to me it's tremendously encouraging, because what the prophet Isaiah is really laying out for us here in this passage in chapter 55 of Isaiah is really very clearly the gospel of eternal salvation. And let's look at that, but for a minute let's just move forward here. God has wrought some amazing things here at Point Loma. And we have seen with our own eyes his leading, his counsel, and his guiding. There have been doors that have been open, and there have been doors that have been closed. And it's been pretty evident when the doors are closed. And when the doors are open, we've stepped through them. We have watched with wonder and amazement at what God has done. God has erected cement walls or block walls for nothing. He has brought in rocks from north of here to landscape our beautiful landscaping for unbelievable prices. He has painted the gym walls for free. He's put in new electrical lighting in the church for free. We say free, well, it's God's gift to us. Here and there, a little here, a little there. And as we stand back and we look at it, we say, praise the Lord. Unbelievable. God has done wonderful, wonderful things here at Point Loma. God has, through this time, has sustained us. He has strengthened us. He's encouraged us. And he has connected us with wonderful people that we can work together with in the community. And as a result of our faith, we have grown. We have grown individually. We have grown corporately. God has given us the opportunity to strengthen our faith And as a result of that, our worship services here have been wonderful. And I'm so, you know, it still boggles my mind when I think about it. In all 27, 28 years or whatever I've been in the ministry, I have never been in a church where there was more than one worship team. Never. And even when I was pastoring a church of 1,700, never. We always had one. Here we have three, sometimes four, you know, and it's such a blessing, because I know that when I come on Sabbath morning, there is a group of individuals that have been that are prayed up. They have worshiped God through the week. They have planned. They have prepared. They've asked the Holy Spirit to lead in the selection of music. And when I come here on Sabbath morning, I'm just so blessed. I'm so blessed, because the one who coordinates our worship service is the Holy Spirit. And time after time, ask any of the worship teams, time after time, just exactly the right song comes just at the right time. And it fits so perfectly, like a hand in a glove, with either the message or the children's story. This morning, Derek had no idea what I was speaking on. He had no idea that I was even going to do the prayer time. And I had planned kind of in my head ahead of time that I wanted to bring my mother up here. Well, look at the beautiful song that was sung in the arms. You know, how appropriate, how beautifully that blended. That has been our experience repeatedly here, over and over and over. God is the head of the church. His will is done. The Holy Spirit is the one that leads us, the one that guides us, the one that quickens our hearts, the one that draws us close in our worship experience to Him. So you ask the question, well, how did this all happen? Well, I'll be honest with you, it's really been kind of a blur. At least the last 8 months has been kind of a blur, even up till just a few minutes ago. It's just been a blur. A blur of God's activity here in this church, on this campus. It's happened so fast and so quickly that I hope at some point I'll be able to sit down and say, oh, now we're done. Praise the Lord. I don't think so. But it's wonderful. It's so empowering. It's so wonderful to be in the presence of a group of people that are growing and being strengthened, that God is working in, that the Holy Spirit is moving among God's people. It just fills me with energy and excitement to know that we're working together hand in hand and praying together and lifting up the Lord in worship. 1 year ago, we had a muddy, weed-infested, ugly, nasty, ugly backyard over here. Nobody wanted to go out there. Absolutely the worst. And as I was looking at this passage of Scripture, I thought to myself, how incredible, how appropriate. For here it says in verse 8, for my thoughts, the Lord is speaking here, are not your thoughts. Well, that's for sure. God's told us that for the last 6 or 7 years. Don't worry about it. You just do your thing, because I'm doing the thinking here. You know, and just follow. That's all. Just follow. So his thoughts are amazing. As the heavens are higher than the earth. Well, there's no limit to the heavens. We know that. So are my ways higher than your ways. Oh, look out. You better buckle up. If you think what God has done here in the last 6 or 7 years is amazing, He's got a lot more in store. Just be willing to follow. Just be willing to follow. Continue to pray that God will keep our heads in the right place, that we won't run ahead or lag behind. And here, listen to this. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that it goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Does God have a sense of humor? You better believe He did. Because when I got up this morning and I opened my front door, there was 4 inches of snow on top of my car. Now, I was reading this text and actually had intended to sort of jump over that part. But God said, no, here is an example. The snow that comes down from heaven and the rain that comes down from heaven, it goes and it waters the earth. It brings forth beauty, flowers. It gives us water to drink. God's word goes out from his mouth and it accomplishes what he has planned to do. And let me tell you something. If you think you're in charge of your life, think again. Think again. If you think you know the mind of God and you think you know what he has in store for you, think again. Think again. You will go out, and here's the part. Here's the part. This is the part I have to do a little dance. I don't know what kind of a dance that is. It's a nasty one. But anyways, if you think you got it all figured out, if you think you can come to Pastor Munson or the board members and say, okay, so what's the plan for next year? People do that. Oh, what do you got planned now, Pastor? What's in your bag? You got some tricks there you didn't pull out for us? You've been a pastor a long time. Don't even ask me that question. Don't even try to ask the board that question. Because the answer is, we don't know. But whatever the Lord tells us to do, we will do. Can you say that? Whatever God tells us to do, we will do. Don't anybody get in the way. Because you might get knocked down. Not by me, but by the Lord. And as a result of following God, what will happen? You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and the trees and the fields will clap their hands. Instead of thorn bushes will grow what? Pine trees, my Bible says. And what else does it say? And instead of briars, mud and briars in the backyard, will grow what? Well, excuse me. Once again, God has a sense of humor. Do you know what those trees are out there? There's 4 of them out there. They're myrtle trees. When we asked them to put some trees in the backyard, we didn't tell them what trees to put in the backyard, but God told them to do it. Do you get it? God said, Pastor Munson is going to preach in April on the text in Isaiah, and he needs some kind of illustration of my power. And so he whispered in the landscapers, put myrtle trees out there. So where there was once mud, where there was once weeds, where there was once briars, where there was once just a nasty, nasty backyard, God has planted myrtle trees by his grace. The wasted land has become a beautiful garden. And now we're going to go out and we're going to take part in the ribbon cutting. And then we're going to go into the back and we're going to celebrate a little bit more. So we're going to have to do it quick. No time to visit. Let's just head out.